Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Oh, I am so excited. It's going to be another amazing show today. I was just chatting with our first guest. You guys are going to love her. But before then, you know, we got a little housekeeping to do. We always start this show off with our housekeeping. Couple things to remind you of. Number one, we want to hear from you and what it is that you are wanting to learn about building your business. You know, here we are towards the end of November. It's the week of Thanksgiving if you're here in the States with us. And, you know, we're looking at a quick close. We got about 4.5-5 weeks before this year is over and we get jumped right into next year. And so there should be things going on for you and you should be looking at how you're closing out this year and what's that look like. So if you have questions, we want to know what is it that we can do to help you and what kind of guests would you like to hear from. So don't forget, you can call in and talk to us at 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. Or chat us up on Facebook or Twitter. On Facebook, you'll find us at facebook.com/decisiveminds or facebook.com/toughtalkradio. And as always, I am at Results Lady on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget that you can get copies of all of these shows and go back and re-listen on our iTunes podcast. So you can find us at Take Action Get Profits on iTunes.com. Take Action Get Profits on iTunes.com. And I really appreciate all of you who have been going in and rating the show and leaving comments. It's been fantastic. It's been keeping us in the new and noteworthy section for podcasts for business news on iTunes. And you know, it's really important because that's how we continue to spread the word and bring these great guests to a bigger world. Last Monday, I was talking to you from upstate New York. Today, I'm back in southern Louisiana and getting ready for fantastic Thanksgiving with my family here in town. The weather is beautiful. It looks like it's going to be a great week, and I hope that you're looking at spending some time with your loved ones this week as well. It's always one of my favorite times of the year. And I was just telling you that last week I was in New York, and I just came off of a 10-day trip. So I've been gone for about 10 days, Houston, New York, South Carolina, and then back here to Louisiana. And a couple of very interesting things that I noticed on my trip this time, and I thought it would be a great topic to talk to you about. And the first thing was that, because I shifted towns so much in this trip, I had the opportunity to rent several cars. And I don't know about you, if you travel as much as I do, whether you rent a lot of cars, but, you know, typically when we rent a car, we go up to the booth at the airport or wherever we are, and the person, you know, gets our name and looks us up on a computer, tries, you know, says, this is great, this is the car you have reserved, would you like to maybe get a bigger car, right? And they show you the little piece of paper that's got the different kind of cars on it and try to get you to upgrade. And my guess would be the majority of you say no, right? And then they ask you about your insurance and that kind of stuff. You sign the papers, they hand you the keys, and they head you towards the door, tell you where to go get your car, right? That's typically the way the industry has been running for, well, as long as I've been renting cars, which is a long time. I'm not going to tell you how long, but a long time. Anyway, I go to rent a car at Enterprise. And this has happened to me twice now. I was so impressed with it that I just wanted to talk to you about it because I want to see how you can implement this in your business. So I go to rent a car at Enterprise, and they, you know, greet me at the booth. They're extremely nice. They ask for my name, just do the little basics, look at my driver's license, get my credit card information in the computer. And then they grab a handheld, and the girl says, so come with me. We're going to go find you a car. And we walk out together to the parking lot. And so we are walking among these cars, and she stops and she turns back and she says, so, oh, there's your car right there. It's a little Malibu. Nice little car. She says, so that's your car right there. And that is really a nice little car. But, you know, I don't know if you would want to do this, but I've got this Mustang. And she turns around and points at the red Mustang sitting on the other side of the aisle. And she says, you know, I can put you in that. That's not a problem. So, you know, now, I actually like to drive really nice stuff. So if I were going to be there any longer, I might have even taken her up on that offer. Now, I didn't because I was only going to be in town for in that particular car for a day, and I wasn't going to be driving it very much, or I might have actually done it. What was so very impressive about what was happening, though, was that she was evoking the emotion, because it's one thing to have me at the counter and show me a picture. It's a completely different thing to take me outside and, like, tempt me with that beautiful red Mustang sitting in that parking spot, right? I could see it. I could touch it. I could feel it. And it was mine. And she said I could have it, right? There's a completely different emotional reaction. And, you know, in our businesses, we need to be looking for how are we invoking the emotion and what is the experience that we're creating. So to continue the story, I did turn her down simply because I wasn't going to be in the car very much, or I actually would have taken her up on the offer. And it was an additional $40 or $50 a day to rent the other car. So then she says, okay, fantastic. So let's do the walk around. We walk around the car. We look at it, make sure it's okay. And she says, okay, great. So listen, do you want to do the $9 a day insurance or the $7 a day insurance? And I said, I don't need insurance because I have full coverage on my car. And she says, so would you prefer to have to pay $250 or just $7 a day? Now, what she was implying was that, you know, if I had an accident, I would have to pay a $250 deductible, or I could simply pay them $14 and, you know, for the 2 days and not have to worry about covering that deductible. That is a pretty brilliant way for her to put it, right? For most people who might not be as marketing savvy as I am, they might have gone, oh, wait, I don't want to have to go the 250 route. I'll just cover the 14 because I don't want to take the risk. Now, I'm a risk taker, so I'm going to take that risk. But I just thought it was really brilliant. She didn't just say, so do you want insurance? Because that's an easy no answer, right? She said, do you want the $9 a day coverage or the $7 a day coverage? It's what you call an assumptive close. Okay. Her assumption was I was going to choose one of her two options. She didn't even give me the third option, which is I don't have to have their insurance. Correct? I just happen to know because I travel so much. So once I reassured her that I would be fine with my own insurance, then she, you know, gave me the keys and said, head towards the gate right there, and they'll have your paperwork ready for you when you get to the gate. It was an extremely interesting experience. And a couple of things that I drove away there from there thinking of as an entrepreneur is, you know, so they created an emotional environment. They put me in front of, at the point where I could actually feel and touch the upgrade, right? So they emotionally attached me to the upgrade. If they do that, I want you to think about this. If they can convert 15%, 20% of the people who come in to rent a car every day, that is a huge bump in revenues, right, from one simple act of actually walking them out to the car. And by the way, this is in New York City. It was freezing cold that morning. I mean, I think that little girl would have probably much preferred to stay in the building like every other rental car place, but they get it. They understand that it's about creating the emotion, the engagement, the experience. You know, she was painting a picture of the experience of me driving that red Mustang. And then again, with the insurance, right? If they can convert 15 to 20% more people into buying that insurance, which, by the way, has an extremely low percentage of ever being used, so that's a high, high, high profit margin for them. It's an add-on that is very specific or just like very much fits their model. So I want you to be looking at what is it, how are you creating the experience? How are you creating the emotion? Are you trying to simply do that from a piece of paper? Or can you paint a picture, right? Or can you physically show them something? Or can you send them something to get a feel for it? Or let them have a call with you to get a feel for it? What is that? And then the second piece of it being, what is your add-on? what is your insurance policy that you can add on that's a very high profit piece and very low risk? So just some thoughts. You know, I've rented cars from Enterprise twice in the last, say, 3 weeks, and it happened at both Enterprise locations. The interesting thing was I actually rented a car the other day from Avis. I think it was Avis. No, it might have been Dollar. And I actually had to kind of giggle because what he did was when I got to the counter and I, you know, he told me what car I had, then he pulled out a set of keys out of his pocket and he said, listen, my manager said that, you know, I got this, I think it was an Expedition or something. It was a big SUV. I got this SUV out there. It's kind of, you know, my manager said I could give somebody a special deal if they want. And he's got these keys in his hand. And I thought, wow, would the keys be enough to move me? Or do I need to be in front of the Expedition and end up with this puny little SUV that I got? So, you know, we got to look at everything out there. So anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will be just straightening all kind of things up for you and talking to our first guest. So we'll see you in a few.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Fantastic. And we are back, hopefully, with our first guest. Lori Ann, are you there?
I'm here, Michelle.
How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. It's an honor
awesome.
To be here.
Well, I am so excited you're here. So let me just give you a quick rundown. I want to do a little introduction and kind of share with everybody who you are. And then, but I'll let you after that maybe give a little deeper dive into why it is you're doing what it is that you're doing. So, guys, this is Lori Ann Stepp, and she is originally from Jamaica but has called Atlanta, Georgia, her home since age 9. She received her bachelor's degree in business and sociology from Queens University in Charlotte, North Carolina, and spent the next 20 years in corporate America while being a part-time entrepreneur before taking her leap of faith in 2011 to become a successful full-time entrepreneur. 6 months later, she lost her young husband to diabetic complications, and she recently moved to South Florida for much-needed ocean healing therapy and to start the next phase of her life. And, you know, I'm so excited that you're here with us today and you're going to be on the show. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yay. So I was playing around on your website. I absolutely love that you, I guess you call yourself a clutterologist, right? Your website is clutterologist.com. And, you know, it's one of those big topics, especially for entrepreneurs. But I just wanted to get a little background from you on, you know, how you got into this business and what it looks like for you today.
Okay, well, I was born a neat freak. My mother is an OCD neat freak, and my dad is ADD, so I'm a combination of them both, and I like to call it LMNOP. That's my title. And so someone said, well, what does LMNOP stand for? And I created a phrase. It means loving my non-organized people. So I love that. So I grew up in a very organized, structured home as a child. And when I went off to college, I was always that neat roommate. I had the neat side of the dorm. And all of my classmates would come by my room, and they would see my room, and they would say, Lori, come make my room look like your room. So I was actually organizing in college and didn't know that's what it was. And when I graduated, I worked at AT&T for 12 years before we all got laid off. And, you know, I would sit around and talk to coworkers at work and, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I have to clean out my garage. And I would volunteer to go home with them and help them with these organizing projects. So they would tease me and call me, leave it to Lori. Leave it to Lori. She likes to do that kind of stuff. Leave it to Lori. Leave it to Lori. So in 2001, after doing this for fun for 10 years, my dad was reading a magazine article that talked about NAPO, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers. And he said, Lori, there's a group of people that do what you do, and they get paid for it. So I was so excited. I went to the website. There was an Atlanta chapter. I went to the meeting. I'm in a room of 50 neat freaks, and I just felt like I had died and gone to heaven. And I joined immediately. Yeah, I joined immediately. However, there was a lady in the group called Leave It to Laura. And I was just beside myself. I said, I can't have Leave It to Lori, and she's Leave It to Laura. So I wanted to come up with something more creative, and I always wanted to be a psychologist in college, but I wasn't too keen on that one professor that taught all the classes, so I switched to sociology and business. But I said, you know, the study of clutter would be clutterology, but that name was already taken, that domain. And I said, well, an ologist would study ology. So I created the word clutterologist, and the domain was available, and it's been mine ever since. And now I am known as the clutterologist.
That's awesome. I love it.
I've been getting paid since 2001 after doing it
there
for free.
It's that wonderful day when we realize people will pay us, right?
I know. So. It's fabulous.
Very good. So tell me – Who are most of your clients? What are you doing for your clients these days? I mean, are you in closets? Are you in offices? Or are you doing virtual stuff? What are you doing?
Well, back in the day when I was doing it for fun, I was doing mainly household, you know, closets and kitchens and garages and any space in the home that accumulated clutter. And then when I got laid off from AT&T, I went over to Turner Broadcasting. So I started doing some office organizing part-time while I was at Turner. And then when I left corporate and I walked away in 2011, I walked away from corporate to do this full-time. Because, you know, after you turn 40 and you decide, well, what's my life purpose? What do I really want to do with the rest of my life? And it was my organizing. That's the only thing that brought happiness to me. So I reached out to small businesses, entrepreneurs with home offices. I already had the regular clients with the closets and the piles of mail that sat on the dining table. So my clients are actually a combination of all of the above. I have a lot of lawyer clients. I go to their offices once or twice a month to help them with the piles of paper that collect on their desks. So I have a wide variety, and it feeds my ADD because every client is different, every home is different, every situation is different, and it's just been a joy. I've never looked back, and I don't think I could ever sit at a desk again for 8 hours, ever.
I don't blame you. That's one of the reasons I do this show, because who wants to do that? That's fantastic. So when you, you know, if you had advice for entrepreneurs, what's your big piece of advice for them?
Definitely follow your heart. Definitely do what brings you peace and joy. Like you mentioned in my intro, 6 months after I walked away from corporate, I lost my husband, and I actually became a client. I became my own client because many of my clients, you know, when you lose a parent or a loved one or anyone, and you kind of inherit all their stuff. And I knew that it was pretty much in divine order, everything I was experiencing to kind of confirm that I was on the right path of doing what I needed to do and to share my personal experience and my personal stories with other people and encourage other people that, you know, I was terrified to leave my 9-to-5 job. That's all I had known, you know, the steady paycheck, the steady medical benefits. But I was just so unhappy and so miserable. And, you know, losing my husband and becoming cluttered client, even though I still have his belongings in storage, but they're neatly stored in storage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it helps me to identify more with clients, to let them know when you're moving forward, you have to be ready with anything that you're doing, whether it's going through your own clutter, whether it's, you know, deciding to do your own business, whether it's, you know, anything in life, you have to be ready within before you can actually take that leap of faith. And that's what I did. And it was such a blessing in disguise, everything that has happened. And now that I'm in South Florida, starting all over again, and, you know, meeting new people here, I left 1,000 clients back in Atlanta. They all hate my guts right now because I left. But, you know, I've met so many new, wonderful people in Florida, and I'm just so happy. You know, when you stop and reflect back on what you've been through, it's really a blessing to know that, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my God-given gift. I'm living my purpose, and I'm living my passion. So
if we were, if you were walking into someone's office, okay, an entrepreneur, maybe they work out of their home, and you walk into their office as an organizer, what's the first thing you look for? What do you see?
Well, when I walk into a room, and people are always embarrassed, they don't want to show me their stuff, but I have to remind them that clutter excites me. It doesn't scare me. So when I walk into a room, I don't see the clutter. I see the end result. And I'm able to kind of scan the room. It really only takes me 3 to 5 minutes to do that consultation of scan the room, see what the problem is, see what the issue is. Do they have the major pieces of a home office? Do they have the right size desk? Is it in the correct feng shui position? Do they have a bookcase with enough shelf storage? Do they have a file cabinet for their files? And those are like the main things I look for. And then I also help them dig into, okay, what is the block, the emotional block that you're having in your office? Because so many times, everything I deal with and all the clients I deal with, there's an emotional cause to our physical clutter. There's an emotional reason hiding, buried under all of our physical clutter. And when someone can, you know, kind of identify what happened to trigger the pile of mail, or, you know, did you, for example, I had a lady with a home office who everything was filed neatly until 2008. And so I casually in conversation said, what happened in your life in 2008 that kind of shifted everything? And she stopped and thought about it. She says, well, my mom had a stroke. And I said, well, when you stopped life to take care of mom and her stroke, naturally the papers started piling because it was no longer important. I said, that's the only reason we're here today, tackling these mounds of paper, because of what happened a couple of years ago with you taking care of your mom. And once she had that emotional light bulb moment, she felt a sense of relief and understanding, and she was able to focus and move forward and feel clarity and, you know, now I know what I need to do to move forward. I'm just not a messy person. I'm not a lazy person. You know, there is a reason why this happened. And so that is so important to me when I connect with all my clients, is to help them figure out what caused the clutter, because as we organize and make the proper processes and changes to help you maintain it, you have to know, what do I need to think about to help me maintain it so I don't fall into, you know, the previous emotional reasons that it happened in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, interesting. I think that's just a huge takeaway, right? And that we, you know, we get to that point, something changes, something triggers. However, once we get beyond that and it gets out of control, it's that difficulty of getting it, you know, getting your fingers wrapped back around it, and it just kind of snowballs. So
yeah.
Very, very interesting. Okay, cool. We have, oh gosh, about 4 minutes left, and I want to be sure we have time to share your website and all that good stuff. How about give us one organizing tip for, let's say, our desk. What could we do better on our desk to make it more organized?
Well, paper in particular is like the major number one issue that everyone deals with, whether it's on your desk, your dining table, your coffee table, your bed. Paper, paper, paper. And I tell people there are only three things to do when you're dealing with paper on your desk. It's either, and it's, I use the three A's. It's either an action item, a bill you have to pay, or someone you have to call, some kind of follow-up, or it's an archive, meaning that needs to go in the to-be-filed basket, to be filed away, or it's adios, which means throw it in the garbage, shred it, recycle, whatever you need to do. So when anything comes in to your desk, it's either one of those three things, and if you try to do it daily as things come in, not even having to do the action item, but just sorting them into those three categories, you can stay on top of it instead of, you know, the mail piles in and then 2-3 weeks later, you're looking at this huge stack and then you just shut down emotionally because now it's too overwhelming. You don't even want to tackle it. So AAA, action, archive, or adios. That's my
favorite. Love that. So do yourself a favor and just like seriously take a look at everything from that perspective. So
yes.
Very cool. So let's have you, Lori, share with everyone again your website address and how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, my website is clutterologist.com, and my email and phone number are on the website, clutterologist.com. And if you go to my website and send me a message in my contact box, I have a holiday ebook that I'm sending out. So I would love for everyone to reach out to me and receive the holiday ebook. It's about getting your home organized in 30 days. And I'm going to have some great new products coming up for next year, including my book, which is going to be about the emotional causes of clutter. And it's based on my 20-plus years of organizing and sharing that you think you're the only person with that issue. Well, let me tell you, I do 3 clients a day, 7 days a week. I hear the same stories over and over. So the book is going to help people understand that everyone has one of these major types of emotional causes of their clutter, and you're not alone. You're not a bad person. You're not, you know, the messiest person on earth. And so that's, my book is going to be published next year, and I'm so looking forward to that.
Good. That's good to know. And, you know, this is that time of the year where people, either the clutter overwhelms them, or, you know, when we get right past the holidays, the clutter overwhelms. So might as well kick off next year clutter-free, or at least in the right, headed in the right direction. So be sure that you connect with Lori Ann Stepp. Thank you so much, Lori, for being here with us today. It's been fantastic having you with us.
Thank you, Michelle. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'll introduce you to our second guest of the show. So talk to you soon.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased
60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
And we are back with Melissa Binkley. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, girl?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I'm going there in Texas.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. And I want to take a second and just kind of introduce you to everyone, and then we'll dig a little deeper into how you got to where you are. But this is Melissa Binkley, guys, and she calls herself the Body Love Warrior. Just absolutely love that. And she's a certified holistic health and transformation coach and an inspirational speaker. She empowers women globally to create passionate, purposeful lives free from the struggles of food addiction, body image issues, and perfectionist paralysis. Known for her ability to transcend limiting beliefs, she uses several techniques that fuse science, whole brain learning, personal development, and the quantum field. Melissa is a graduate of Ohio State University, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I'm all tongue today, and is a current student of Holistic MBA. She was ranked one of the top 50 health coach sites for 2013 by Institute for Psychology of Eating, featured on national radio shows and everywhere else, and we're so very excited to have you here with us today. So, yay. Welcome, Melissa.
Yay, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm really honored to be a part of your radio show today.
Yeah. I got to know Melissa a little better back in September when she came to my event. So it was. I have some really great pictures of you dancing on the stage, by the way. So
awesome.
It was a really good event.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very good at dancing stages at events.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, Melissa, I want to start by having you give us a little background on what brought you to the work that you do now. I mean, I gave them the formal background, but what's the juicy story?
So the juicy story starts off when I was young. I had gone through some trauma. I had had a traumatic childhood in a couple of different ways. I had been molested and raped at a younger age, and from those situations, as I was going into college, I really came up kind of upon a place where I wasn't really taking care of myself. I had developed an eating disorder, and I was getting sick. I was, in a place of really bad mindset, bad things going on. And I got pregnant with my daughter when I was in college. And so as I was my pregnancy with her, I thought I had healed my eating disorder because I didn't have an eating disorder while I was pregnant with her and breastfeeding. So I'm like, oh, I'm better. I'm all well. And I came out of that and realized that I still had some eating issues and things going on. And so I decided to go the healthy route. I went into becoming a overachiever in exercise and really becoming like a health fanatic and just diving really deep into the world of competition and health and all of these things. And during that time, what happened was is that I really just mutated my eating disorder into like an exercise disorder. I never really dealt with what was going on or what I had needed to deal with from my past. And so I went through all of these years of eating in a certain way. And what happened is instead of me doing it the healthy way, I ended up starving my body for many, many, many years. And I woke up one day and I was very, very sick. I had hypothyroidism. I had adrenal fatigue. I had all sorts of problems with my body going on. Yet everybody in the world outside around me thought that my life was perfect. Or like they saw the perfect person who was a fitness trainer, who was in magazines, who everybody thought everything was going great. And literally what was happening was in my own home and in my own mind, I had gone back to binging and hiding in my closet. I didn't want to be around people. My personal life, relationships, everything was like kind of falling apart, but I didn't want anybody to know that. And I kind of really kept it hidden. So I was living this like hidden life of what was really happening on the outside compared to what was happening on the inside. And my daughter was starting to, you know, get a little older. And I finally got to a place where I said, this isn't what I want for my life. I'm very sick. I was on a bunch of different medications for hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. They had put me on Synthroid and testosterone shots and all of these things. And I was like, this isn't what I want. So I really had to do some soul searching. And I went back to school. I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I was like, I need to heal. I want to get healthy. And I started doing getting certified as a holistic health coach to heal my own body. And as I was healing myself, I also learned holistic hormone therapy, all of these things, and I started to get really healthy in my body. But as I got healthy in my body, what happened was is when I really had to start dealing with all the crap that started coming up. The thing that when I looked in the mirror, you know, all of a sudden now I'm no longer, you know, a size zero ripped magazine style. I actually look like a beautiful, normal woman. And when I looked in the mirror, I didn't see that beautiful, normal woman. I had body dysmorphia. I had all these issues. All I saw was the hatred, the things from my past. And I really had this, you know, I had a bunch of crap in there. And I was like, I have to deal with this. Started health coaching and I started working on that part of it. And then I started getting into what's called transformation coaching, working on the mindset, working on the critter brain, working on all these things that were happening inside my own life that were holding me back. And I started transforming my own life and breaking through. And that's really where my story takes me is that I have that backing of that holistic health coaching, holistic hormone therapy, but I found that without having a way to, you can take all the advice in the world, but without having a way for me to transform my own life and really heal who I thought I was and my own authenticity, I really had some major issues in my life. And that's really the short nugget of the story, you know, in a quick fashion.
Well, I know you just had a big event of your own. I heard it was extremely exciting. You had a lot of people in attendance. So I wanted to say congratulations for that first. I love that you put yourself out there in such a big way and that you're out telling your story and sharing with people that, you know, I mean, I hear so many people say it all the time that they look at someone, they compare themselves to that person, and what they don't realize is what's really going on for that person. And so, it takes a lot of courage to get out there and tell your story and stand up and be that person. So I know that you, I really don't know this. Is your client base, are we talking about mostly entrepreneurs or who do you have been working with?
It's funny, I have both. I have some career women. I have some that have shifted or trying to get out of their careers and go into entrepreneurship. And I have found that with the women that I do work with, I work with mainly women, although I have had some amazing guy clients, and I just actually signed another male client. So I do love them. It's just I happen to, with what I work with, that women really come around to my program. But with the entrepreneurs, I have found that, you know, when we have our own issues with our own body and our own authenticity or who we are, it shows up in our businesses. And so I end up drawing a lot of entrepreneurs that are stuck in their business that can't break through, that have what I call that perfectionist paralysis, that they want to appear, they want their email to be perfect. They want everything to be perfect. They can't do certain things, and so they get stuck. And, you know, so they come and they work with me around those different types of things at times too, and realize that a lot of times that is connected to their to their relationship to their own body and their right. health and things like that. Yeah.
Right. Right. And so tell me, so if someone showed up, right, entrepreneur, they show up, they're just not sure why that's what's going on for them. Where do you start with that person? What's the first thing that you're going to look at or talk about?
I first thing, if it's somebody coming in with that's an entrepreneur, is I find out where they're stuck in their business. You know, saying if it's the daily tasks, or if it's asking for the sale, or you know, what part of it is, so that, because that helps me to dig down deep into where the belief system lies. Because if it's actually a procrastination, where literally they're getting up every day and they're not doing anything they're supposed to be doing, that's different than when they do everything they need to do, but when they're on a phone call and they're trying to close a deal or close a new client and they can't do that, is a completely different thing. And,
right.
And you know, so I start with that, kind of finding out where they're getting stuck, work through that process of what can we do to create that first breakthrough for them, or that first aha that kind of gets them unstuck, so that we can move through that process in them. And, you know, and of course I always relate it back to how that's showing up in, you know, in their lives. Or sometimes I'll even go into, well, let's take it away from the business for a second. What's happening in another area of your life? And then see how that's being connection to see actually so what's happening in the business.
Right. And it's very interesting. So, you know, when I have guests on that are coming from a holistic direction, I love the fact that you do that you include or look for how does it appear throughout your entire life, right? Not just
mm-hmm.
in that existence. And it's not just for you, it's not just I'm guessing from a nutritional piece. I mean, I know that a lot of what you do comes from that nutritional background, but it's bigger than that, right?
Oh yeah, much bigger than that. Yeah, I've used several different techniques, and all of, you know, the nutrition is great. I have found that most people, I know the most of the right things when it comes to nutrition, and they're self-sabotaging themselves in other ways. And that self-sabotage is actually a protection mechanism, something and a positive intention that's happening behind the scenes that's keeping them in that. And that shows up, that self-sabotage, as we call it, shows up in so many areas. So, it, you know, our health or physical manifestation of things is only a sign that something else is going on much deeper, on a much, you know, deeper level than just being the physical body. But usually people will notice it first. They don't understand that their relationship ends at the same time in every relationship. They haven't made that connection, or that they have this, or like I do money mindset, they have that feast and the famine, like they make great money and then they lose it all, or something bad happens in their life and everything disappears, and, you know, and they keep going through that cycle, and they don't realize that it's actually their own belief system and their own mindset that's creating all of those things. And so we do dive much deeper into that, and really, you know, what is the key to creating the mindset that's gonna get them healthy and wealthy. I like to say healthy and wealthy.
yeah, I love that. It's, you know, it really is so important for us to pay attention, because, like you just said, the you know, what we're seeing happen to us physically or our mindset, all of that is coming from something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be looking for what that bigger piece is. So.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I love that. Okay, so let's switch over and do something fun, because I know you're like a super fun girl. So,
okay.
What is your favorite app on your cell phone?
Oh my gosh, you're going to just die. So I have, and this is so funny, I have this app that I have been using for a couple years now, and it's called Foursquare, and now they've combined it with Swarm, and I am addicted to checking in on this app, and you get points for it, and it tells you, like, all of the cool places that you can go with, like, your likes. You know, I'm a foodie, I really like food, I like certain types of things, I'm a health nut, you know, all things like that, so you can check in on it. So it's not necessarily like a useful app in any way, shape, or form.
That's all good. Yeah,
it's just,
I know.
It's totally fun. And it's so funny, because even I've had times where my phone has died, and I will take my wife's phone. I'll be like, excuse me, and I will download it onto her phone so I can use it while we're out. She thinks I'm crazy.
Oh, that's great. I love it. So, you know, I mean, when we can, we just got to have those things, and it's a great way to stay connected. But hey, we like to collect points. I don't know about you, but I want to know that I have the most points. So, that's really great. I love that. Okay, so let's see. Let's do one other before I have you tell everybody where they can connect with you. So what's the one business tool that you couldn't live without?
The one business tool that I couldn't live without. Could it be a person?
There you go. It might be.
I mean, honestly, I don't know about tool. Oh, you know what? What I really love is one of my favorites. Have you heard of High Rise HQ?
No.
So High Rise HQ is a database, and it is one of the most amazing databases that I've ever used, and you can add all of your employees that you need to want to have access in there, and it keeps everybody's files, it tags them, it connects to my MailChimp, it tags everybody. I can go in there and write, you know, I called this person on this date, leave notes, add a task list for it, it emails me the task list or the person that I want the other to go to on a daily basis. It's a really, really awesome program, and I honestly don't think that, especially with as many calls as we make in a week and keep in connection with my clients and things, don't think I would be able to keep it as organized if I did not have it. Now, I know a lot of people use like Infusionsoft and things like that, and that's all great for a database, but this one I really love because of the fact that you can create these tasks and it sends out those emails every day to you and tells you this is due at this time today. It's, you know, to the people. And I think for anybody that is working on a client basis, like as I am with as a coach, and I'm meeting and networking and speaking, I can get to 100 to 200 new contacts a week. And if I don't remember where I met them, what I'm doing, when I'm going to call them, follow up, or who else is going to do that for me, and we can all make those notes in there, it can be really difficult to keep up with it.
It sounds like a combination of like a CRM, like Infusionsoft, and a project management software.
Yes. And actually, it's connected to Basecamp. So Basecamp is the project management. So
That's awesome because that brings all of the work to it just makes it easier to do the stuff with your team and to see what's going on and all of that. I have to say that I just, you know, we to using a project management software takes you know, it just takes a little getting used to for me, or it's a certain level of commitment. And so we had started one, we kind of got away from it, and then we've done really well these last 6 months. Our business exploded and our team has exploded, and using a project management system, man, has made my life so much easier. It's all those, did they do this? Did they do that? I can just jump in there in the middle of the night and look at it, and they've checked it off, and I know it's done, and fantastic. So cool. So you said that was High Rise HQ, right?
High Rise HQ, yeah. And, you know, I set up and started using it for the first time before my event, and it was my lifesaver because even though I had a project manager working with me, you know, and everybody else that was doing that, for my first event to have over 130 people actually in the seats, you know, that was impressive. And part of that was being able to use that project management system to be able to make those calls and those follow-ups, keep people engaged, and be able to keep ahead of a team. Whereas before that, I had come from being just me and my VA, and I ended up having like 8 other people working with me up to this event, which is, I didn't know how to do any. I was like, what do I do? You know?
Yeah. And the exciting thing is that you've worked through a lot of the processes, and because you're going to, you know, you'll be doing more events, whether it's bigger or smaller or whatever, but you've got all these processes that have already gone into the project manager at some point. And so you can go back and pull those and go, oh, yeah, that's right, we got to do this and this and this and this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, good. I love that. That's a great tool. So, awesome. Did great. Okay, so let's we have a few more minutes before we go to break, and let's share with everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, great. So my website is melissabinkley.com. Yeah, it's really simple. It's my name, melissabinkley.com, and you're more welcome to hop over there and check it out. You can email me at melissa@melissabinkley.com, and I want to let everybody know if they are interested, I'm doing a call tonight. It's a free call. And if you guys go over to my website and just message me in my messenger, you'll get sent back the call in details, but it's called The Art of Living the Life of Your Dreams, and it's about how to create your soul goals for 2015. So it's different than your goals for your business and things like this, but this is like your goals for how you want to feel and about creating that dream and that plan. And so we're going to do a call about that tonight, and we'd love to have anybody come and join us on it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we talk about desire and how to really get down to your depths of desire. And so, again, you can go to melissabinkley.com for that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to spell it for everybody. It's MelissaBinkley.com, MelissaBinkley.com. Melissa, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and I'm honored to have been a part of your show today.
Very cool. We'll have to have you back, because I guarantee you there's stuff we didn't cover. So we'll talk. All right. So, guys, be sure you go visit Melissa, MelissaBinkley.com, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
All righty, so it's been a good show, hasn't it? We've had two fantastic guests. We started out our day today with Lorianne Stepp from the Clutterologist. I kept thinking the organizational lady, but Clutterologist.com. Be sure you go visit Lorianne. And, you know, I loved just her very simple approach to how you get clutter straightened out for you. And it was also kind of a big aha that, you know, I really hadn't thought about it, I guess, that there are times in our life when things happen and things get a little maybe out of hand or whatever that looks like, and things start to pile up, and then we feel overwhelmed and we can't do anything about it. So, you know, bring in someone to help you, or, you know, bring in a friend, somebody else who can look at something and go, you know what, why don't we just straighten all this out? Because you look at it, live with it, it's in your office, whatever that is. And you're not dealing with it. And so what she had said, remember when I asked her the question about what do we do when we got a whole bunch of stuff on our desk, what do we do? And she said, focus on the three A's. Is it an action item? So you still need to take action on it. Is it an archive item? You need to get it filed. Or is it an adios item? You just need to get rid of it. So make those three piles on your desk, and if your desk looked anything like mine looks at this moment, you would understand why I think that's exciting, because mine is crazy piled up on at this moment. And then we have Melissa Binkley, and you can find out more about Melissa at melissabinkley.com. That's B-I-N-K-L-E-Y. And Melissa was sharing with us that she's doing a free teleseminar tonight, or a webinar called The Art of Living the Life of Your Dreams. If you want more information about that, you can visit with Melissa at her website. She said just send her a message and she'll tell you how you can listen in to that call. So, you know, some really great ahas from Melissa. One of the things that I wrote down was that, you know, your health is a physical manifestation. It's a sign that something's going on for you, right? Or, you know, maybe you're in that money mindset issue of it's feast or famine. And what is it that's causing that? And that's some of the stuff that Melissa works with her clients on. And both these ladies are super cool individuals. And I hope that you take the time to get to know them a little better. So we are coming up on a holiday week, and I'm hoping you guys get to take a little time to, you know, be thankful for where you are and what you've done and what this world has given you. You know, we are living in a position in history of great opportunity. You know, someone said to me the other day that money was so tight. They were talking about the economy, how people aren't spending money. Well, I just spent 10 days on the road. I flew in and out of 4 different airports in those 10 days. I saw thousands and thousands of people traveling, spending money everywhere, every place I turned. I was down in Times Square, and that place was packed. I did get to go by the tree in Rockefeller Center. The tree's up. It just wasn't decorated, so that was, you know, halfway through on my bucket list. I want to see that tree decorated. I want to be sure I am at Times Square one year whenever the tree's up and lit. But I'm saying all that to say that, you know, that money excuse, it just doesn't hold water. It really doesn't. So if you're not seeing in your business what you think it should be doing, then it's time to visit, you know, what needs to be different. What needs to change? It can't be just business as usual, the way you've been doing it. It's time to step up and do something a little different. And in this week where people have a tendency to slow down, which is a great thing, I want you to take a little time, some quiet time, and think about it and just listen for what are those opportunities. And if you feel stuck, then reach out to someone. We would love to help you. If you want to reach out to us, you can just email me at Michelle with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at decisiveminds.com. And, you know, we can have a conversation and see what that looks like for you. So thank you again for being here with us on this fantastic show. We do Take Action, Get Profits Radio every Monday at 2 Central. And one last thing real quick, we are looking for some more guests. So if you have a message you want to share with entrepreneurs, if you would like to come on and just share with us how you built your business, we're always intrigued by any business and what it was that you did. And who knows, maybe you can just come share your favorite app or your favorite business tool and see what that looks like for you. I love those kind of questions. And just getting to know other entrepreneurs and seeing the possibilities of what can be done. You know, I told you guys last Monday that I was I got an award, a Stevie Award. I was at an award show in New York, and I sat at a table with a girl who is 17 years old. She was there getting an award. She started a business when she was 14 with her mother, making jewelry. And they turned that business into a multi-level business, an MLM. It's called Origami Owl. And I was just so very impressed with what she had accomplished in the last 3 years of her life. You know, from 14 to 17, they have, you know, several hundred people selling their jewelry now. They do in-home shows. They have a big corporate office, the whole nine yards. And she got 2 awards while we were there. We were at the same table, and she was just so impressive. So I'm telling you, the opportunity is sitting there. You have to step up to the plate. So it's time to be decisive and do that. All right, guys. I hope you enjoy your week. Have a fantastic time. We will be back here next Monday at 2 o'clock. Until then, this is Michelle Sisson saying be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.